And now this is a dictation for Paul Bader, B-A-D-E-R, September 1664, addresses a letter to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, a follow-up for Mr. Bader, who has nephrotic syndrome, generalized edema, renal biopsy was done at University of Michigan. Shows severe arteriosclerosis, interstitial fibrosis, tubular atrophy, with secondary changes for FSGS. It was a limited sample, unfortunately. He has not tolerated ACE inhibitors, ARBs, because of worsening of renal failure. We've been adjusting down the diuretics. He keeps doing salt fluid restriction. His weight is down from 348 to 312 with above measurements. Edema, shortness of breath is improved. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no open ulcers, no cellulitis. Dyspnea improved, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation. Next paragraph, pressing medication, blood pressure, Norvasc, Aldactone, Polsemide, of ACE inhibitors or ARBs, on cholesterol, triglyceride treatment, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, blood pressure today, 116/88, alert to the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial wrap, appears regular, obesity of the abdomen, edema improved, obesity. Next paragraph, chemistries, a peak creatinine of 2.8, presently down to 2.6, baseline is less than 1. If this will be a steady state, GFR of 28, low sodium 132, normal potassium acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus mild elevated at 5, anemia 12.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal failure, secondary to severe arteriosclerosis and fibrosis. Next number, nephrotic syndrome, secondary to FSGA, secondary type. Next number, blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, background of diabetes and hyperlipidemia. Next number, Cummins. The change of kidney function from above findings on the biopsy has not tolerated ACE inhibitors or ARBs because of the severe nephrosclerosis, arteriosclerosis. Continue chemistries in a monthly basis. He understands that he's facing potential dialysis and transplantation. We will advise for potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, and anemia management according to results. Also for potential secondary hyperparathyroidism. Continue cholesterol treatment. Come back in 2 months.